Shush Mnei Chabura. Yesterday we went through the sugya of Schar Shabbos. It came out very clearly that the issue is to be seicher somebody on Shabbos, whether it's him or the kli, mitzad the sugya of Mekhel Memkar. However, there's a clear hetter the Gemara says mitzad the sugya of Avlo. Now we see there are two chalakim negate to this. There's the end of Schar Shabbos and the end of Schar negate of Mokka Mitzvah. Now, negate to Mitzvah coming to Beis Yosef brings down a machlokes from the Mordechai between Rebbeinu Baruch and Rebbeinu Shmuel. That's in the Torah in Siman Tov Kof Behei by the sugya of Shofar brings down to Rebbeinu Yechiel. Rebbeinu Yechiel brings his brother. Rebbeinu Yechiel says that it's the minhag Ashkenaz negate to Kiyas Shofar, that people with Zarias afterwards to go do it. However, the Sfaradim, the Baruchim in the Mitzvah, and therefore you have to go hire people to go do it. He said the fact that they hire people is a very gerera severa. First they run away from the Shofar. So you go hire someone to blow Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Hiring someone is against the sugya in the Daf Nun Ches and Mamatziya that Schir is the Maisa's ulcer. So we have a Maisa, the Torah being done, his brother Ben Yechiel. It's also even with Mokka Mitzvah by the case of a Shofar. And that's again the Ben Baruch and the Mordechai. At Tzad HaShani, the Mordechai brings down Beni, Ben Shmuel. He says, no Isser, Mokka Mitzvah for the Spal of Maisa, it's Mutter. A clear Machlaikis. In fact, the Beis Yosef, the Maisa, what is the reason to be Matir with Mokka Mitzvah? At the end of the day, where's the Makar? What's the reason to matter Mokka Mitzvah? So he says, maybe, they don't even be the Reim. The way he explains it, Simon Tovkov Pehei, what happened to Machsah Shekel Tovkov Chavav, that Be'ik, you have to understand, the Sugar Mekha Memkar, buying and selling, when are you doing the buying and selling? You're doing it on Shabbos. That's the Isser. However, what are you doing over here by Schar Shabbos? You're hiring the person on Erev Shabbos during the week. They happen on Shabbos. So the Schiris Be'etzim is not happening on Shabbos. The Pula is happening on Erev Shabbos. That means the Mecha Memcha is Mitzachetzcha on Shabbos. This is Erev Shabbos. The Yivim brings down the Sugin Ksubis, we mentioned yesterday, the Gemara Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara says when an Ish is being married, he wants to add to the Ksubis, it's half a dinner every day, three dinam for the week. How we do not do Shabbos, because Shabbos is a Mechzi Kisrach Shabbos. Therefore, it says the Beis Yosef, if you want a taino, be'etzim, it's only a merci. It's not a real schar Shabbos. It's only merci. And therefore, his words are, it's like the deal of gzeru l'gzeru. So since it's not the real Issa Mekha Memcha, which is done on Shabbos, Losh Gemara is merci kischar Shabbos, from Erev Shabbos, on a gzeru l'gzeru, but Mokka Mitzvah l'chshosh klal. That means you say that the Mokka Mitzvah is, because it's not a real Drabonon. It's our chok of Otto Drabonon, which we're machma for. In this chum and the chachom water, the chachil be choishish for mock mitzvah will not come to be choishish. In this raya says Beis Yosef, we'll get to the sugyo. The Gemara Psochem and Afnun says the four things that negate the sugyo of Apruto. One of them, and we're not saying it's in Brocho, one of them is schar of a targuman. Over this, explains the Gemara, and Rashi means basically get a person to stand up and give the drush over between somebody, and they will not see a simon Brocho. Why I say in by simon Brocho? Must be Be'ikot's mutter. However, it's an incorrect thing to go do. Therefore, again, says the Beis Yosef, Medinoi, Agam, Chazal, do not want it. Mokka Mitzvah, that's the story to match it. Ke'inze, says the Graz won't say the issue is why Otter Mekka Memkar, which Otter the case of Ksivo. Do the case over here of Erev Shabbos, Otter Ksivo, there's no Chash over here, it's Gzeh, Gzeh. Different Lashem, the same idea. So, if one reason why it's Mutter's Chash Shabbos, the Mekilim, Rebbeinu Shmuel, since only Gzeh, it's only Din L'chadchila, Mokka Mitzvah L'gozer. The second way of saying it over, the El Rabbah brings down the Chedushay and Sheshem, and says that's Pshat Nagud over here, that since over here, the Loch will see clearly to give Matano, Maisa's Motor. You mentioned yesterday, Yischar Shabbos also Matano's Motor. Since the Loch and Psochem Daftal and other Sugis, Nichele, Ish, Lasse, Mitzvah, Mimma, Mainoi, people do not mind somebody else uses Chayfit to go do a Mitzvah. And the newest klum had applied that lalach l'maisro. One can use a person dalminim, one can use a sefer, one can use a tefillin u'kadoimo. But since we have a klal nichalei inish lasse mitzvah b'maynoi, therefore in essence, why paying him for? Don't know he'll do the mitzvah anyway. For that reason, how's it being set up like the idea of matano? That's him. He'll do it. Except you know he'll be a chazan, he'll be a bal kaira, he'll blow sefer. However, you're paying him without the sugya of matano. So we have two makaris where the achronim are coming from to be mekel. Is either mitzvah the sugi mok mitzvah is only ke'ing zeh l'gzeh will be mekel, or mitzvah the sugi matono. The question is, where is the makar v'schar Shabbos? And the first case over there is Shema Paro. What is the case of Shema Paro? Says Rashi, Paro Adumo. I mean, Ran has a different shot, but Rashi says Paro Adumo. Vector Taz and other Achorinim, Lechura, it's a case of Mitzvah. We're saying over there, it's also. So the way of the Taz and the Tosfos Shabbos, they want to answer, they want to tell us, since the Mitzvah is not totally upon Shabbos, I mean, Chazan is for Shabbos, Malkoyah is for Shabbos. Things are being done on Shabbos, Schar Shabbos, for Shabbos, and Mutter. But doing mitzvah is not talip on Shabbos, they want to ask the Paro Adumo. Kamalach HaShulchan says, Punkfakert, if the mitzvah is done on Shabbos, you want to taino, the body of it is being seichel for Shabbos. The body should be a problem there. And Fakert should be the other way around. It should be Mutter if it's done for the case during the week. So therefore, what's the story? And the Ikachon did not seem to go like the Taz. We want to taino, Yish Lachal to a mitzvah, and the Hechsha mitzvah. A chon in the mitzvah. I mean, it's coming from this Eretz B'Tshuva, the Beishar, Shlomo Zalman says the Ikim Halach, that Avad the case of the Chazan, that's a mitzvah. Bal Korah is a mitzvah, Lulav is a mitzvah, numerous cases are mitzvahs. Here, you're watching a Paro Adumo, what will eventually happen, an Achana or a Hechsher, that's not Nichol Niklal V'in the Gate of Mokah mitzvah. Now, how do you pass him by this? Machlokes Rishonim, again, brought down the Mordechai. Very clear Machlokes. So, Be'etzim, first, Mitzvah, the Shita of the Mechaber. Over here, come on the Mechaber, he says, Osla Haskia Achazin, Mespal B'Shabbos, V'yish Mishamater. That means he has a stamp, V'yish Oimim, says, V'chodesh Teklal Olova, the Mechaber stamp, V'yish Oimim, Holochik Estam. That means the Mechaber is coming to be Machmer over here. The Simin Tovkov Chavov, Lochad Second Ayontif, on Second Ayontif, the two are Terim. One is medicine is mutter. Second locha is, when a mate passes away, you can get a person to go dig a kever and pay this person on yontif. That's the locha mechaber brings down. Someone digs a kever on yontif sheni, you're allowed to give him schar. In fact, the achorinim among avram eliyav mishne bruo, I give an iser of schar Shabbos, schar yontif. How in second day yontif can I go pay a person? Says the mishne bruo eliyav among avram, you know why? Because semichal shito. That Schar Shabbos L'Maiser is Mutter B'Mokka Mitzvah. And Kruah is B'Mokka Mitzvah. That means you have a Chabad that says, B'Stomis, without any Cholik, they can go pay a person to a Kruah on the second Ayontif. The Kruah is a steer to the Mechab over here. So the Sharatim wants to say, maybe Dafka over there, if the Kruah itself L'Maiser, the digging itself is Mutter, Savada, so the digging itself is Yemei Chol. So paying how they get a kimechol. Fine, that's the same as Sharatian. I come to the Shibuah, says not that way. But in the third Mechaber, Mechaber Nelch Shafer and Simon Tovkov Pehei, again he writes, a Nitro Schal at Kerah Shafer Roshono, Oikte Lespal, Otim and Targum, Beshabbos Yontif, Enin Roim Isa Schal Simon Brocho. Adkan. The passage is, the meaning is, that you don't see Simon Brocho, but it's Motor. It's Motor. So it comes out, Lechor, from our Sigur here, the Maisa is coming to be Machmer. Stav Yishom Loch is me Machmer. Masha'enkin over there is saying, it's Mutter, but it's not the correct thing to go do. So there is a Yibi Oimen Shubin wants to say a Chiddush. You want to tell him the Mechaber was Chayzer. Here, the Maisa, he was Machmer, there was Mekel. Kamung the Madani Osher points out, if he was Chayzer, then he has to be Chayzer three times. Because first over here, right, to be Machmer. Then he was Chayzer in the case of Shafer, the Maisa to be Mekel, by the Beis Yosef. They go back to the Mechaber over here to be Machmer. They go back to the, and again the Mechaber coming to be Mekel. I mean, Beis Yosef, Mechaber, Mechaber. So it comes out, going back and forth. He says, Osir Mekel, Machmer, Mekel. So what they was Chayzer, I mean, he first wrote the Beis Yosef, then he wrote the Mechaber.
Maybe
by Hilchot Shabbos, then he wrote Hilchot Shabbos. The Swam seemed to be Mechaber, the Beis Yosef wrote everything all. Finish the whole Beis Yosef, they won't again then the Mechaber. So it's not the Pasha to say he was Chayzer, and if he was Chayzer, he was Chayzer Lechor three different times, which is not Mestavro. So much Kashi we had. The Mati Yehuda, again, the one that Gdol Achoinim, by the time of the Taz, he wants to answer the Chilbi between the case of a Tzibur, that means be a Chazin, when we're talking in the case of a Tzibur, a Spal, he wants to have Maisha to come home to be Mekel, Mash Enkin, a case of a Yochid. Yabi Oimi has a tshuva against him, says the Paiske will not be Mechalik over here, but he is bringing down the Ma'at Mayim, there's no Svart to Mechalik over here. So the question is, if so, the Chubba Etzim is a stereo. The way how the Kaiser Shabbos wants to answer, Kain Zed Machsa Shekel, Rechab is very interesting. He says, again, Ein Roim Isis Chai Simen Brocho. That Be'etzim is Gemorim Sochem Dach Nunum Beis. How do you answer that according to the one who holds his Osir? He's saying, it's Osir, and Ein Roim Simen Brocho. That means the one who is being Mekel is being a Rai Deh Lekulo. The one saying it's Osir says, it's Osir, and also you just know you're not going to gain out of it. That means the Rechab is very ambiguous and not clear. He's just saying, you're not going to see Sim Brocho. What does that mean? Some will be, Chalman Yom will be Osir. Chalman Yom means the mice will be Mut over here. But we're not saying over here what exactly the Loch is. Each one onto his own. The Machsa Shekel, the way he wants to answer, he wants to tie it in those days very hard to find about the Kayo or Chazin. So, Bashasat Chak, we serve upon the Shito. That's Pshat the Machaber. Otherwise, if it's not Bashasat Chak, mice, a person should be Machmer. Where the Chushulli wants to answer, he says, about it to be Machmer, the Machaber holds. But mice, it's not Menigo Oilam. So, over there, Shreif is bringing down Menigo Oilam. Here is bringing down the Locho. So, again, we have two ways to answer Pshat in the Machaber, mysterious. Locho Maisa. First, we have those who are machmer. There's a Tosfos Shabbos and there's an Orech Shulchan says the Maisa for a case of Devar Mitzvah is no heter, Schar Shabbos, the Maisa is also Aleph. Atzal HaShayni, Yumas HaKhonim point out that's not Minig HaOlam. The words of Mishnah Berurah, Shnoikim LaHokal, Ready it's the Bach, the Eli Rabba, the Be'er Heter, Graz, and the post coming down, that's only the Minig over here. Even the Bnei Svar, even the Yafi Yosef says, the Minig of Maisa to be Mekel. That means all those who are machmer, Maisa is clear the Minig is to be Mekel. However, the Mishmur is Mamshuch, says, even though the Minig to be Mekel, he brings down from the Shari Tshuva, the correct thing is to get around it, be Choshen of the Yisrim, also maybe you have a Baya Inu Yisrim Brocho, and therefore give it B'derech Matono. We know very clear the Loch of B'derech Matono by Schar Shabbos and Mutter, also by Schar Mitzvah, the same Sugi over here. That means the Mishmur is saying, number one, Minig to be Mekel. Number two, to be Choshen of the Yisrim, give B'derech Matono. Now, we have this Aloch again, that says that a person not can see Sim Brocha Lo'ilam. Again, the Gemara's case is Schar Metogmin, and that means to get to Schar Shabbos. Words of the Achronim is Mexican Schar Shabbos. What is a getter? What does it mean to not see Sim Brocha? So there's Urchas Chaim that brings down the Sefer Ore Or, and also Alfa Amokain. The ones say it means depends who you are. If you're a rich person, don't do it. That's incorrect. However, a person in Nitzroch, you need it for Panoso. There are a lot of Chazon and Bakaris that need it for Panoso. Mice is no problem. That means anyway, it's in Brocha, because why are you doing it for? If you need it, mice is not a problem. That's Aleph. Come along, the Yalki Yosef says, let's say you do get the money. What should you go do with it? He says, in order to not get the Chazon anyway, it's in Brocha, take the money and go buy a mitzvah with it. Go buy a safe in your house over here. Go give it to a shul over here. Go do a mitzvah. He says, go buy a ben atam tefillin. Fine, go do a mitzvah with it. There's a loch and simon rishon aleph that a person cannot do melacha from mincha ketanon onwards on Erev Shabbos. The word over there is also any roi simon bracha. Kamal Mishmuan says that means from mincha ketanon onwards Erev Shabbos is mutter medinoi, but it's incorrect thing to go do any roi simon bracha. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, what does that mean? Anyway, it's in Bracha. Coming from the Graz, and before in the Taisha Shabbos, it's quoting a Taz. I can't find this Taz, but it's quoting a Taz. His words are that Ma'isim Locha Afshe V'yech B'mokim Zeh Yafshe B'mokim Acher. Even though this money they get now, in trying to invest it and be Ma'vyech from it, you lose somewhere else. It sounds like that Be'etzem, you work somewhere, Erev Shabbos, so it'll be the same thing over here, you were a Chazan, you get the money. To take the money and invest it, to marviach from it, you're not going to marviach. You made some money in the stocks with this money over here. You make over here, you lose somewhere else. But it sounds like the money itself, the keren l'maisa, is not going to be the punishment. The problem is, you take the money into marviach somewhere else, on that, you lose somewhere else. For the keren, a nitzroch, you need it, fine, go use it. By mitzvah, go use it. What? Whenever it says Loshen Eroi Brocho, if you're Nitzroch, again, the one time the Maisa is Mutter. Else, why they say? You say Osir Mutter. Why? It's not Osir, it's Mutter, it's not advised. And Yimuna Matochen, you're Stadless. But if you have a Tzarech, the Paiskim say, yes, that's a Minik Oil, they're Mekel over here. Maisa, the Mishmur said the Minik's you Mekel. I anyway say bracha. People need to be chazan, need a panosa. People need to be bakoyes, need a panosa. And therefore, we let the many olim happen. We don't tell them you're not going to lose out of it. We tell them just you won't be mavriach from it. That sounds like a mishmur. Not that the money you get being a chazan you lose. Doesn't sound like a mishmur. Sounds like the money you get, you'll get the keren. But you can gain more than that. It's not always worth it. Not kedai. Go through different cases. First case they were discussed is to be a chazan and a bakoyer. So again, it's very clear that number one, Sashar Chuva the Chayodim, the minigas you make. Don't seem to worry about it. People get paid for it all the time. I can tell me that way, Sim Bracho. Sachlami, the correct thing says this for him is to be Bedech Matano. You can set up that you're not Mechuiv to pay the Balkaya or the Chazan. That would be a better thing. That's one Eitzel. The second Eitzel they say is. Megillah, anything, yeah, anything. The second Eitzel. Again, people do not want to get involved with any way say bracha. They do want to mavir for the money. And also, those who mechayshim the oisim. Again, the mechaber here sells them to aser. Even though he has yesh material, but Meshuvah sounded to be chayshim the oisim over here. The second thing they say is, do a case of avlo. For example, those who want tiny, you want to be a chazan for yom neroyim. So, daven also during the week, be part of the contract over here. And therefore, be nichon to get of avlo. Now, come along, Shlomo Zalman says it has to be something that you'd pay for during the week. That means you tell the chazan, Zdam Yom Neroim, David won Mincha during the week, or Mincha Ev Yom Neroim. Meister said to Shlomo Zalman, that's not Nichon Geda of law, because you're not paying, it has no real value. But the Elam says over, what Mashkirt has now said over, Yidam Slichas. That means usually the first Mocha Shabbos, first Slichas, very Choshim Slichas, and the chazan says, very nice, the chazanist, the rest of the week is a little bit quicker, and therefore they want Taino. For that, that's Nichon Geda of law, you pay for it. Have a come on the Pesach Chuvas, and he points out in the Oris, you have to really know if that's true or not practically. I mean, in certain shuls, they would pay for Mocha Shabbos. Depends where you're davening. Some people like it, some people don't like it. Other shuls, Be'etzem, they would not pay for the Chasim Mocha Shabbos. They wouldn't. And a lot of people would want to daven for the Omid, it'll be nice davening. So you get the Chasim davening for Yom Neroyim. Be'etzem, you wouldn't pay for them. So Pesach Chuvas, if you would not pay for them, just like the Mincha doesn't count, why should slichas count? That means if you would pay for it, it has the real value. And echanami, but sometimes the guy davening Mocha Shabbos is very nice. But people in the shul ask anyone around, would you pay for it? Like, no, I get this guy in the shul, I get this guy in the shul, I get other people in the shul, I don't need him. So he wants a tithe, so not have nichol together of avlo. Who it does depend who is davening and where you're davening. So I isn't a tithe. Another eitzah how to get a case of avlo. Come along the Sefer HaKarmel, board number Simcha Bonim. Once say very simple, it's down for Shabbos. This Kabbalah Shabbos. Most places, especially in Eretz Yisrael, Kabbalah Shabbos is before Shkia. The way Mekabel Shabbos is Mizmor Shil Yom Shabbos. You pay with the Chodoydi and the Chonamanano has over here. That's all part of the Tfilovia of the El Shabbos. That's a very good case. The Chalgev Avlo over here. How far take the Seder Avlo? Coming with Paiskim, we mentioned yesterday that Ishla Avram wants a Taino negate the Suga of a chazan, he wants tiny even getting there. The schar alicha is part of the process of nichol negedav avlo. And therefore, Moshe says a chazan who has to prepare, or balkoru who has to prepare to be a chazan, people spend hours and hours preparing to be a balkoru and a chazan. You're not just paying him for the job per se. You just like you pay for a caterer to bring the food. You're also you're paying the chazan to bring his voice, prepare his voice, balkoru to prepare the parsha. And therefore, Numa is forming down. So of course, you have Nevinzal of Israel. What time is Nichon Geda of Avlo? I was asked by the Mashgiach yesterday. But let's say the guy's been did it for years. He's a book in the parish, does not need to prepare it. So Berkowitz says he's being paid for his years of experience. Not just being paid for just this Shabbos. It's years and years of experience. He's being paid for numerous times.
Is that Mark the doctor as well?
Yeah, so that's an interesting question. When do you say that? When don't you say that? When say a doctor also, not paying for now. The reason why a plumber gets one price, a doctor another price, the doctor had to go to 10 years of school. He'd be paying for his schooling. It doesn't really sound that way. It sounds like only negate to this kriya. I would pay you right now for that 1 week of preparing. Just you happen to get it done already. The doctor, you're not paying him for 10 years of working. You're just that's just how this price happens to be. It doesn't sound that way. But it sounds like Bakar and Chazan sounds to me yes. Other cases no. To come down the negate Chazan Bakar. Number one, it is a minikri mekel. Number two, it's only bad in case of avlo. Number three, non-Poskim say it is naturally by avlo, but they can tell the sugya of a cholo. other case in the get to mitzvah, if can a person go to the mikvah and pay for the mikvah on Shabbos, whether it's noshim at night, whether it's an noshim in the Shabbos morning. So first I point out, very simple, maka mitzvah. Again, pukhazi my dam in the bar. Elamai, you want me machmer? Let's see, what about the idea of some brachel there, yishlotin? So come on the Nodib Yudah and Shuvah, and he wants a taino. Then when you go to the mikvah, the etzim, what are you paying for? Not just paying for the using of the room, you mentioned yesterday, also the idea of you, the main mekach, buying things and not nichol isem shchar Shabbos. And the Lamedus, we spoke out why that's so. Here are things that get used up. That means the way the Nodib Yudah is discussing in those days, how do you heat up the mikvah? You took wood and you burned it. So in essence, you're paying for the wood plus the use of the room. Therefore, once a taina, it's the main mekach together with schiris. That we pointed out, going to a hotel and paying for the food and for the room and board, the loch is nechal negedev avlo. Therefore, it's mutter. Therefore, it says, Nadib Yehuda, the site of the mikvah, the reason why it's mutter, you're not just paying for the renting the place. Renting the place and also things that get used up called the main mekach. Today, we don't have any wood. Says that Bavos and Shuvah and Chelek Tes and others go this way. That say we're paying for the chashmal. Say you have to pay for the cleaning up, for the chlorine, or other things going on in the mikvah. So again, you're paying for the main mekach together with the schiris over here. Putting the two things together, the maisetz mutter. There are, Rabbi Chaim wants to say, you're really also paying for the setup of Erev Shabbos. Not just paying for Shabbos. They have to clean things before Shabbos, and all the get of Akhana also the maisetz mutter. They do point out that's the get to use the place. However, the work is there Friday night, the Bavloim. Them, you have to be very careful when you hire them. You cannot pay them just on Friday night. You have to tell them, you know, I'm going to hire you for a couple of days. It's all part of one job. And you have to come for, let's say, 5 days this week, and you tell them one of them is Shabbos. But you can't tell them, you know, I'm paying you every day separately. I mean, we spoke out yesterday, very careful, the nusach they say over. It's to pay together to not get around the sugya of Schar Shabbos. That's the thing to really paying separate days is together. The idea is to make it to one job. You hire the person, I'm hiring you for Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, 3 days as one job, one unit, then nichol negedev avlo, and we'll not have a bayah of schar Shabbos. Another case that is caused, heard Berach 15 years ago, a Reuben gave a share Friday night, that there was one isha told another isha Friday night about a shidduch, recommended a shidduch. And Baruch Hashem afterwards ended up being a mazel tov. So the second isha said, the one who recommended, you know, the first issue who recommended says, no, pay me up, I'm a shadchan. The second issue said, Schar Shabbos. The first issue said, Schar Shabbos, my said it's a mitzvah, mutter. The second issue says, but it's a mitzvah, but you're not going to see the same broch anyway. At least let me keep the money over here. Why should I give it to you? Fine, interesting give and take. So they went to the Bezin by Reuben about the idea of Schar Shabbos negate the Sugim Shidduch. So first, Reuben said over, the idea of anyway saying bracha is up to the one receiving it. Not the noisin. It's not his business. The mekabel is up to them. That's, you have a chiyuv gomar on shidduch to go pay it over here. Void, but there klal, when you do a shidduch, usually it's a case of avlo. You're not just doing it, mentioning it for a night. It's a follow through. You have to take phone calls. It's all part of the process. Again, the ikka payment might be for mentioning it, but it's understood and expected. There's a whole bunch of follow ups. Nichol neged of avlo. All part of the process. It's one job. Void luchoya. If you understand the yisoid of simon bracha, meaning you'll get the keren, just not be mavriach of it, you can argue the point with me, but you get the keren, don't get it, not mavriach when investing with it, so I said, let the ishalish get the keren. She gain at least the money over here. From the chura, yes, you do have to pay a shadchan that does her job on Shabbos. They get to a tutor, a lot of places to speak out, also the chura, the best way usually is a case of avlo. However, in most cases of tutoring is clay kodesh, learning, maisa smoter. By tutoring numerous times, you're preparing before it. Also, it's smoter over here. Case of Torah Makkah Mitzvah, maisa smoter. The Akiyosha discusses the case. You want to tutor a bar mitzvah boy, his parsha, the time in the drosha. She says, Medinoi on Shabbos, the minig is maisa to be makel Makkah Mitzvah. However, Avada, the better thing to go do is a case of Avlo. That means you do some much Shabbos, sometimes Erev Shabbos. It's one job over here. For Medina, the Medina Klai, so we make a Makkah Mitzvah. To be a Mashkech in a hotel. So again, the Poshmi have a tshuva about it. You have your email, Yaakov Yosef. To say first, Avada Mitzvah Dirabim, to be saved from Mashkech, Avada Medina Klai, so we make a. For Ibe, Bederek Klai, it is Avlo. Usually when you hire a mashgiach, part of the job is to be the Erev Shabbos. Sometimes they have much of Shabbos, usually they just run away. But the ma'aseh, part of the job is certainly the Erev Shabbos, and therefore that's still nichlis, the side of Avlo. Another case is to prepare a shir. So again, coming with form very clear, to pay, well, I tell my wife one time, I have to give a shir somewhere, the first question always is, are they paying you? No, that's always the first question. No, they're paying you. So I tell my wife, it's Chav Shabbos. She's like, no, don't worry. She'll take the money, everything. No avach out of it. Fine. So the question over here, can you do it on Shabbos? Be paid for it. So again, it's very clear. Mini Chai Yisrael, or Dabba the Svarim, is Mok Mitzvah, and Shir is Mok Mitzvah. For Oit, says the Svarim, the reason why I'm being paid that amount, the person had to prepare before Shabbos, for Shabbos. That means that they're being paid in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, $100 for that hour. In America, being paid $1,000 for that hour. Not being paid for that hour. Being paid for the experience and the time they prepared before, and that how do you charge that is on for Shabbos. A case of kids get together for Tehillim, and they give everyone their prasim. Mice is a case of Schar Shabbos. Where's your heter? So again, the Kalim Shramas say they're saying Tehillim, Mokka Mitzvah, Avadah Simutar, not a problem here. Be Machma there. Anyway, say bracha, not to get the prasim, let them say Tehillim, it's much better that way. But maybe, the way the Yisrael Shalom is out, Liashiv, can you test your kids on Shabbos, on the Gemara, that they know? So, Liashiv says, to go test them in Maestro. In essence, what are you really doing? You're not paying them, or the kid, for the Gemara, that he knows right now. It's just a giloy, of what he learned during the week. So you're not paying him for now. You're paying him for what he did during the week. And the way how to know he did it during the week is by testing him now. So in essence, even though you're paying him now, the sky is really for what he did during the week. But he said, Nichol get a tzarech mitzvah. Sitting down with the kid, looking at Shabbos afternoon, looking at the Gemara, testing him. Mice is not a problem. One of the main challenges Ilan likes talking about is these milgot, these curls, yuchid for Shabbos. So again, the kamul l'cheshev eifoid, and it's very clear, back down, hobbit klais, all the mice, it's mutter, sky Shabbos is mutter. The question is that the correct hanhaga? Again, numerous cases you have to, it's makom of a nitzroch. But is that correct to have a curl that's being done dafka on Shabbos? So, first, again, what do we do? All this one time, the Mishnah Yosef or Mechazarin, the amount of money that you get paid for a curl on Shabbos is not the amount that's worth. In essence, you know, you're really learning Lishma, and they're just coming to Mezarez you, and they're just trying to come and help you out, and give you some tmicha to the Mishpacha. It's just a nice way, a covetic way, that they help you out a little bit that you need over here. But this is not schar. You will not work for this amount of a real schar. In essence, you're learning Torah. They appreciate you. It's ke'in the idea matono. Fine, it's ice in the way. It's very nice. Again, it does sound like that it is really a case of schar. And when they just don't have too much money, they really pay you more money. Yesh London. That's as far as you make, even on its side, to ask them, maybe here's better. Atzad Hasheni, with Isim Chaim Kanievsky, even a Berkowitz in his own base measures, he says, true is Mokka Mitzvah, but the correct thing is to be Machmer. And therefore he says, the better thing is to make sure they do something on Erev Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos. And therefore most Kerelim, or Kamlung, they tell you also, part of the Kerel is to do something either Motzei Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, to learn a little bit, to be Nichol Sugya of Avlo, and therefore it will be Mutter, and will not have a question to get this Machlik over here, it's also Mutter, won't get about the Sugya of Sim Brach or not. So I spoke to different curlim. It depends how they set it up. No, so some of them say you have to learn Erev Shabbos. You have to put in 5 minutes at least 5 minutes. You have to put in 5 minutes Erev Shabbos.
But they want to know, like, you have a paper
on Shabbos. Yeah, no. Part of it is all one job. Again, we don't mind being paid by the hour or by the day.
Right? How do you remember?
On Shabbos you're right. After Shabbos. Yeah, you remember. People, yeah, after Shabbos, just write down. But usually you just give it, a person will usually have, let's say, an hour and 5 minutes. Those will be, some do more. Some do an hour Erev Shabbos, some do an on Shabbos. That's more simple. But those who do an hour plus 5 minutes, so just give a check.
In Shabbos, if you live 1 hour, 2 hours.
With that law.
No, if you learn 1 hour Shabbos, you get 2 hours, 2 hours.
But all part of the job. With Friday, you have to have Friday with it. You don't do Friday 5 minutes, it doesn't count. It's like a caterer. The more
5 minutes.
It's like a caterer. You know, the more food he brings, more he does on Shabbos, I can pay more for Shabbos. But you gotta bring it there on Shabbos. You gotta come after Shabbos. On Shabbos, the caterer's price could be $1,000, could be $10,000. I can pay you more for the Shabbos. But it has to be above law, it's one job. Has a real value. I'm sure. I'm not going to pay you for your kol if you don't do it, or I'm not. I'm going to give you plus Erev Shabbos. It can be another 10 shekels, or whatever. It'll be real value. Make it something that has a value. Now the better thing, the other come to a half hour depends. Some people don't like when you set up a people who make these carols. They try to make it bigger hours. The people say, but I can't. So they make it less. It have to be practical with the clientele you're dealing with. Erev Shabbos, the wife doesn't always appreciate it, and Shabbos gets earlier. It's not appreciated. You have to be practical sometimes. So I always see when they try to set up, make longer hours Erev Shabbos or Shabbos, and then they always seem to short it down to be practical about it.
Be in the middle of the week.
Yeah, I know, but some of the reason they do it Erev Shabbos. It could be during the week. Yeah, good time. There's one interesting case in the Geta, the final Geta of Mitzvah. There's a true by the Sheva Kosi in the Chelek Gimel that someone hired a Chelani to be a babysitter. Then, during the week, he had to go pay the person, Schar Shabbos, for being a babysitter on Shabbos. Then he would learn the Sugya of Schar Shabbos. And therefore realized, oh my gosh, I can't pay the babysitter. The babysitter says, oh, these Charedim. No, what's going on over here? You know, they hired me for a couple of hours. Now they don't want to pay me. Yeah, they want the sugi over here. You know, so the Shevikos discusses is Chil Hashem nichli geder a mitzvah. Nichli geder a mitzvah. I mean, to go pay her even this lift neighbor. Maisa mitzad this sugi now. She's going to start. She said, "Avadi, you can get around it. Tell it to be Michael, or maybe give Matano, or other ways around it. You know, whatever. But you can't." He said, "Echanami." Looks like any mitzvah is chay mitzvah. Right now, it's also nichli geder schar mitzvah. As chil Hashem, you have a right of the mice to go pay her. One last case over this course. Sounds like now it's a mitzvah for her also. Take away her chil Hashem. It sounds that way. It's a chiddush, I know. One last case is what the Mishmur brings down, the gate to paying doctors. Some people are zeichet to be doctors, and they come to Kirill and say, "Learn Torah over here." So the question is, can you pay a doctor for working on Shabbos? Come along with Shabuah and brings down the Eliyahu from the Knesset Zagdailo. And he says for Yeletes, someone who's a birthing coach, Vavade Mutez to take Schar Shabbos. And if you ever had a birthing coach, they take Schar Shabbos. Not only that, some of them take a little bit more because they have to walk, they'll walk back. Right, so they take Schar Shabbos. Now when you read the Mishabuah, it sounds like this is Lekuli Alma. That means the Mishabuah says, number one, we are Machloikis. The Loch is linked to Mekel. Have it better to a case of Matono, and you let this. Mialdo is the mice is mutter. A birthing coach, yeah, helping give birth. Yeah, that's the job. That's what being paid for. Mice is the shuvei daiter. It's not so little. The shuvei daiter. Sounds like it's lekuli alma. Now the question is, why is it lekuli alma for? When you look up the Eli Rabba, the Pimigonim, they sound like it's mutter. It's a sugya b'mokum mitzvah. If that's so, the Nakasitz and Brocho. What's the point over here? They should tell them about it. But nice, you look at the Makar where the Eliyahu is coming from, the Knesset Gdolah quoting Marie Brunio. The way the Marie Brunio, a Rishon, says over, it's a sugya being misaslus be mitzvahs. Meaning, if you don't pay them, next time be a bayah of pekoch nefesh. That means you learn the sugya in Simon Shinchov test, this man. Over there came out, Seifim Mushum Tchilosai. We let doctors go back, or at Solos we discuss, some say, in my case, they're ISIS, some in my case, they're Abonans. They were mattering things that are drabonon, mishum tchilosai, not to lead a din of koch nefesh. That means a yeledes, you don't pay them for Shabbos, whoever they are, a little bit more lazy. But we see the halacha numerous times in Shinchov Ches, and Sifyut Beis, and the gate of Sugya of koch nefesh. We have to sometimes mizarish people. People are human beings, and even though they really care, but still, it helps them more. Well, they know they're going to get paid over here. And they will be telling the sugo that it's atzis in the mitzvah of pekuach nefesh for this reason, for you let it to maisin mutl kuli alma. Therefore, building upon that, which doctor are you referring to? Come on, the place can be very clear. Any doctor, labdavka or yeletis, labdavka birthing coach, or anything ke'in zeh, any doctor that gets the sugo of pekuach nefesh, the maisa can lechatchila take money. Not only that, there's an archus abeinu in chelik aleph, a stipler, that a certain doctor did not want to take money. And the stipler said, try with all your might to give him money, b'derech matono, buy him a sefer mincha Shabbos, give him something, make sure he takes money. He says, even though he appreciates life and he values life, but just give him, push him, make sure he gets it, to make sure, why, because when sometimes people don't take money, they're relaxed about, make sure he gets it, and gets a nice come over here, and then we'll keep him, mizaris him to do things on Shabbos over here. He says maybe not to, but ik the shrom say avad v'chachila, you can. And again, the side says they should take money. Yeah, it's a kuli almo. Again, the makar shabbat, yeah. That means mishpura sounds that way. So it's going to kuli almo. Now, other chilim, like a chilish ein by sakano, so again, also the latex car, that's poshik. You can't get a vowel, it's not clear, it's nichli get a sim rocha, not sim rocha. Get a vowel, you can take schar. The question is how to go look upon it. The main question is negate, let's say you're a doctor for a goy. You work in a hospital, and you heal goyim. Or I'm a doctor on call, and you heal goyim. And the goy wants to go pay you. Now, the reason why a person is allowed to heal a goy, we have the loch on sim shin chav tes, we saw the sugar of evil. Mishmur wants the machadish, the sugar of evil is only matin issu in the rabbonon. But Moshe the Maisa is a Pella, it comes to Mati even to serve the Raisa. That's how the place can come home to go. Now you heal the guy on Shabbos because the Sugar of Eva. Come home the guy after Shabbos, he wants to pay you money. Can you take the money? Is that even Mokka Mitzvah? Is that Mamish Schar Shabbos? You worked on Shabbos, being paid by the hour of the job on Shabbos. No, they're not paying you for after Shabbos or before Shabbos. There's no law here. You saw him on Shabbos paying you for Shabbos. How can you get paid? So there is a shom term balochik wants a taino that evil is nichol sugya mitzvah. Sugya mitzvah. Meister, you mentioned yesterday that before she written not that way, written of a zardaf chavov discussing that someone giving birth to a guy on Shabbos, what to do with the money that she received or he received? Zerkul liyam osubano. And therefore, come on the Chassam Soyman says, what to go do the money? He says, not to receive the money. You're even Isra Lois Echonim. I might take the money and send to Michal Tananim. And the way the place can say, Moshe says, give it over, but sin and no, so you are not to get any time with Sanah. And the reason why Moshe says, not Nichol Negeder of Mitzvah, he said, Nichol Negeder of Atzolah. Come to save yourself. That's not Nichol Negeder of Mitzvah. And therefore, the Baker of the place can say, you work on a Goy on Shabbos. Shoe, you're allowed to even assume the rice of the Paiskim Sa'i. They get Schar Shabbos for it? Again, the Rikshon says, Zarku Liyam. They want to give it to you? L'shchonim Echonami, take it and give it to Niyam Mitzino. Give it to Mitzino. Otherwise, they should not take the money from it. So it comes out, and they get to Koch Nefesh, they get to a Yid, they get to give birth to a Yid, Avada, take the money. Why? L'kuli Almo. They get to go, Be'ik the Paiskim Wami Machmer, Tichle Isser Schar Shabbos.
If you're a doctor working in not working in New York City, most of your patients are going, so that's not going to be practical. So I was told the law. I was in Rochester, New York.
So I'm not sure how the hospital set up. Are they setting up above law? Is your contract with a hospital that you're being with a clutch with a monthly? How are they paying you?
You get paid by it's the insurance company.
So how and what are they paying you?
Salary is a yearly salary.
It's yearly. They're not paying you by hours and stuff like that.
If you're working for the hospital, if you're an outpatient, he worked for a hospital. But if you're an outpatient,
you're
working in the office.
So
you're getting paid by the insurance company.
And therefore, what is that? I don't know what that is. How are they being paid?
Under what standard? So I was told, see them. You know, at least to see them after Shabbos.
Oh, so a lot of times, certain patients, you can have follow-ups, and you're being paid for the patient. That I'm asking to. But patients that don't have follow-up, they go in and out, and you won't see them again. It's not your patient. What is that? How can you take Schar Shabbos? Even in HL, how they're doing it, like Nisky, what are they doing? What's that? You're being paid for the visit on Shabbos, right? Of course not, okay. No, but the Mukhedid is for that visit, right? Mukhedid is for that swipe of the card on Shabbos. They're not paying you for after, before they're paying for you that hour.
They're paying for the hachana from years before.
That's don't sound away from this. The question they point out, the other one tying up from the case of doctors not seem to be that way. If so, does not sound that way. But Sifov is a case over here of the sugya of chetzer de shemayim. That means we're in the middle of the sugya of mitzvah chetzichah. The Gemara says by us on kufnun and the kufi gimel on kshubas davei the chetzichah asurim chetzer de shemayim l'maisa is mutter. More time about the mechaba and the paiskin. Now the mechaba has the first five cases over here. The first case is a chesbonah shel mitzvah. I mean, the person wants to calculate, says the Mishibur, negate the Suda that you need. Let's say, for example, Parsha Zohar, next week, the afterwards is Purim, and you have to start calculating what exactly you need for the guys who are coming over. You have to discuss over with your wife. This is the time, because shopping is much Shabbos. You have to go right away to go to the store right away. Otherwise, you go 2 hours later, the lines are ridiculous. So you have to make your cheshbon on Shabbos, Malka Mitzvah, Maisa comes out smoother. The second case over here is Lifsak Stoko to pledge and to make on Shabbos to pledge money. What? Mishberich, or any fundraising appeal that they do on Shabbos for any mikvah, for any shul, for any yeshiva, any matching, whatever they do on Shabbos, or triple matching, and they have to reach these numbers.
Auction off something for.
We'll get to something. First, pledging money per se, that l'maisli more is mutter. Pledging money is mutter. Now the question is, once we know pledging is mutter, come on, Taz among our wrong. We learn already this man, the Loch and Simit Shalam Mates. Over there says, a makdishin ve marichin. That's be'etzim a mishnah and be'yo. First cannot be makdish something. The question is, why over here to pledge money is mutter? Mash enkein to be makdish, or take the erech of yourself, l'maisli, that's also. So there are two main mahalchim among the achoinim. The Taz, before anyway, the Shulgibarim and the Meiri, they want machalik whether being makdish or chavitz versus pledging money. The chilik is once an object, they were changing rishuyos. I say a case over here, this object, this shtendel, might be makdish to the shul. I went from the case of me to somebody else, the case of the shul, that's changing rishuyos, that's mekhu memkar. Pledging money is a chiv and a gavro. Nothing per se be'etzem happened. I just pledged to give money to the shul over here. That's the first that l'maisa is mutter. Mokka mitzvah. So it comes out, negate to giving money is mutter, it's on the gavra, mash enkin on the chetzel. Atzel
Hasheni. If I'm a member of the shul, even if I donate the spend of the shul, I'm
called the chelot. Oh, come on, Magavram, it says, Dr. Kupo over here saying, a second malach, a different malach. The side of here is not, besides the idea of a gavra versus chetzel. He wants a tiny, it depends where I'm being makdish to. The case of the Beis HaMikdash left totally my rishush, and therefore went to the case of something being kodesh over here, that's mekha memkar. But something that kol yisrael chelik behem, it's not really my rishush, I give it to yeshiva over here, and all wapa shittus of the shul over here, then be'etzem leave my makam over here, and then it gets involved with who owns your shul. If it's really by the tzibur, it's a good taino. If it's owned by a private person, maybe it's not a good taino. But if you go like the malach klai sovah, doyuris, that this shul is owned by the tzibur, and never be'etzem left anyone's rishus. It's my rishus in a public form over here, and they were not nichol the isra being makdish something. The main nafkamino, can I be makdish something to a shul? Can I give a sefer, and I take a dermalactim, and bring the shul, and put it down in the shul, and say, here it is on Shabbos. Can I go do that? According to Taz, l'maisa, it's mutter. I'm sorry, it'll be aser. According to the Mogavam Maiso, it's going to the shul, Mokam of a tzibur, I have an ownership and never really left my shus. But Maiso in that case will be motor. I mean, can I put any safer in a shul, any maton in a shul? Can I do that or not? Come on, Mishwani Paskins, bring down the grass. The be'ikr to be choshev of the sheet to the taz, and therefore a person should not put a chayfitz. I mean, he says, Locho is Mogavam, but be choshev of the taz, and therefore you should not put a chayfitz inside a shul. And the correct thing is, on Erev Shabbos, be makdish apiv. That means I take the sefer, pick it up to a malachim, say I'm giving it to a Reuben shul. It says give it over to a person, or he says even in case the piv, it's theirs. And therefore on Shabbos I bring it over. I'm just really giving over what is theirs to get around this machloikus.
So
that means again,
even Shabbos and Kulam.
As matana, we have to bring matana. This is without matana first. Yeah, we'll get to Kulam. We'll get to that also. So it comes out pledging money. That's the Kuliyama. That's the Gemara. You're allowed to pledge money on Shabbos. That's not a problem. The question is to give a matana object. That's come down machlokes taz among Avram. Mishmur says Medina might be mutter, but the better thing is to be machmer, be choshesh, and therefore to be makshir before Shabbos.
What if they're auctioning off an object? They're not going to get the object now. They're auctioning off for money.
So it really depends if it really has a real value, doesn't have a real value. It's just, you know, they auction off things that have no real value just for the covet shibai. We'll get to maybe selling aliyahs. When we get to the aliyahs, what that is. It's real, no, for itself. That's makam emkar. It's real value.
But it's tzedakah. They're doing it for
tzedakah. No. That's makam emkar. You can't buy things in makam mitzvah. That means, let's say, no. And a third example is be Isaac and Tzarek HaRabim, back in the Gemara, of the Yashiv and Shuvah, the Shuvah's Chalchal, if he wants to limit the Heter, and say, Dafk in the case of Michshel Durabim or Hefzid Durabim. But to Marviach for the Rabbim, it's one time there is no Heter. A third case in the Gemara is Lashadach Tinik or Tinoikis to make a Shidduch over here. There's an interesting story brought down the Maisa Ish from the Chazon Ish. Reb Chaim started discussing with Chazon Ish a Shidduch on Shabbos. And the Chazon Ish says, Shabbos! How can you discuss a Shidduch on Shabbos? So Maisa, Chaim says, Chaim knows a little bit. So what do you mean? It's Halacha, it's a Gemara over here. This is Mishnah Berurah. He said, yeah, bring me the Mishnah Berurah. So he brought over the Mishnah Berurah to the Chazon Ish, gave it to him, and he left it there. Afterwards, he said, he chap that there's another Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Zayin, Sivkot and Aleph, which we'll get to soon. Over there, Mishnah Berurah discussing the Sugya of Da Bedover. Vach is Da Bedover, whatever you cannot do on Shabbos, you can't say. That means I cannot drive to Bnei Brak tonight. I can't say I'm going to drive that. I can't say that on Shabbos, I can't drive on Shabbos. Okay, I discuss things that are B'mokim Mitzvah. So Lachi is B'mokim Mitzvah, it's Mutter. Therefore, I want to discuss where to light my Chanukah Neris tonight. When I ask you Rav where to go light it, B'mokim Mitzvah, can tell me where Chanukah Neris I can light tonight, that's the first night of Chanukah, no problem. But it speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, but let's say it's not Letzarech Mitzvah, it's not needed, and I want to discuss my Chavu where to light tonight. It means that Maisa Machloik is among the Achroinim, if that's the correct thing to go do or not. Is there a heter mitzvah where there's no tzarech the mitzvah? Is there a heter? Yes, machloikis. No tzarech to discuss about lighting tonight. We're just schmoozing about it. Lighting is an isser. If the rav's coming to tell me what to go do, it's a tzarech. No tzarech, what's the heter? Therefore, in my issue wants a taino, maybe in the get is case of the shidduch, there's no chash Hashem yikdmenu acher, and there's no need to discuss shidduchim. And they say today, the women in the park, they had to discuss on Shabbos. They have no time during the week. They're too busy and other things. Fine, there's a tzarech. Well, maybe Shem Yech Menu Acher. In the case that there is no tzarech, we'll get the locha, maybe there is a reason why to be machmer. I mean, they make these pledges of fundraising things on Shabbos because that's where the tzibur is. It's not going to happen during the week. No one's coming together in shul to make these pledges. Nice on Shabbos, so you have to go do it. That's your only option. But when there is another option, could be there's a makar to be machmer and not to be semech upon these tzarech. The first case in the Gemara is brought down over here that a person should teach his kid an umnus, a job. Now the Bialacha points out to learn the sugya in Kedushin, Maisa is a machloikis among the in the sugya itself. To teach your umnus is a mitzvah not. But he does say number one to teach your kid Torah is l'kuli alma. So number one, Torah is l'kuli alma. Number two, he says umnus or Torah goes first. And number three, this from today point out when you teach your kid Torah today. It's also numerous times nichol negeder of umnis, whether because he'll get a job in Klai Kodesh, whether he'll join a koil or super koil, has also value today. So whether we have, again, Shulchan Aruch says, teach your umnis, but today, first is Torah, that's l'kuli alma, and also can be a real case of umnis over here. Once we have these five cases in Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, Kamal Mishimura, has been moistened to us, the idea of selling Elias. Now selling Elias sounds very bad. It's mabish mekich of memker on Shabbos. I am selling something on Shabbos. Ma'aseh kamum the Mishnah Berurah and says, "What's it sound to you, Michael?" He says, "There's no chifetz that you're buying over here. There's no object per se that you're buying. I mean, even though it's bucket mitzvah to buy something that's tangible, will be a problem. So I mean, it's not tangible. That's the reason to want to Michael. And still, he says, "B'makom mishenagu ain limchas biyodam." That means he asked the Mishnah Berurah to sell Elias. I'll tell you, you should not sell Elias. So to do it, don't make a machah, it's not tangible. Atzad Hasheni, Kamal Aruch HaShulchan, Minig Yisrael Toru, Ve'ein Lepakli B'zek Klal, Kach Noig, Numis Mekarist of the Torahs, and not to worry about it. Fine, so what to go do? Yesh V'yesh, those who do, those who don't. Each one has their Mekar. They ask, Abchan, can you ask an interesting question? You go to Shul, they're selling Elias. You come from a Shul that did not buy Elias, and you'll be Machmer. Should you be machmir in a place that's selling Elias and not bid on it? Is that the correct thing? Because you don't want to get involved with this shalom machlokes and poskim mecha memkar. So Reb Chaim says, once that mokum is doing it, don't put on your chum over here and you should bid. Don't worry about that. Maya said, they're doing it anyway mecha memkar, should bid upon the Elias. Don't say, no, I'm machmir not to bid. They're doing it anyway, Maya said, have a right to go bid upon it. Cover that Torah. Cover that Torah, go bid upon it. In the sugya, coming the Mishnah Berurah, bring down the sugya of giving a matana on Shabbos. very common case. People come to the house all the time with these presents over here. What to go do? That means once we understand Mechel Memchor is also a certain Jackson one, which is another Rishus. Once you understand that there's Schar Shabbos is also, there's something going on over here. So when you give a person a matonah, is that nichel negeder of kei Mechel Memchor? One from me to you. Is that also, is that mutter? So there's one Gemara that sounds like Ta'aser. Come on, the Gemara of Rambam brings down a sugya in Erevin, Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara over there speaks out that let's say people have one chatzar next to his friend, his other chatzar, and they did not make Erev Chatzaris. And you want to carry from one chatzar to the other chatzar. What's the option? The Gemara brings down Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai Kimavatel Rishus. Beis Shammai says if I'm a vatel my Rishus, and then you can carry one to another, in essence, the word Gemara is Mikne Rishusa B'Shabbos Osir. I mean, Machne my Rishus to you. And giving something to you on Shabbos is osur. Beis Shammai says being makta something to you on Shabbos is osur. Matan is osur, Gemara. Beis Hillel, why is he matter? I'm not giving you anything. I'm taking away, I'm leaving my rishus. I'm being mevat my rishus. They point out, Beis Hillel agrees giving you something is osur. Just the question is, when I'm mevat my rishus, is that giving it to you? Beis Shammai said it is giving it to you, that's osur. Beis Hillel said, no, I'm just taking out of my rishus. You can go carry it there. But Pashas, the Sukkah is saying, and Mogavam makes down, he maxes somebody on Shabbos, the Mice is Osir. Come on, the Mogavam says, that's very good. We have four other Sukkahs, sound like Mice is Motor. One, we have a Sukkah Ksubis, and that's Zayin, that says you have a right to repol someone on Shabbos, but Chilo. No problem, both Sula, Mice on Shabbos, is Motor. In fact, the Gemara, there's no Ksubo. So the Gemara, that's Zayin, answers, a tough summit out to live. Rashi says, what I do, you give a mashkin to somebody else, and this will be like the case of a shibud for ksubo. I'm giving them a mashkin. It's theirs now. Why? Mokum the ksubo, shibud for the ksubo. So saying over there, I can't give somebody something on Shabbos. You see the nicest motor?
Why boy Ahuna is not a false motor?
What?
The
Irisha,
what? Why is
it? What's the
difference?
Psula, not
from Elamon. Yeah, what's the
difference? The Irisha, the Sula was done already. Irisha done, the Sula was done already. Just a bit of, you might discuss with them inside the Sula of Kabbalah.
What's the difference? What's the difference of the
Irisha
and also getting something?
No, you ready? No, the Irisha was done before Shabbos. Just being boiler.
Yes, why is Irisha more common than the Fatuna? Schis Yasha, why is it different?
That's also my daughter. Uh-huh. Alright. Think about it. Maybe we'll see from the truth how they answer it. So come along to Rishonim, and that's from the Issachar. In fact, the Rashba, Ayilchor, Sir Sugyas, the Mark Subas, first one, Erevin. So Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Makaromans, and the Ritva by us over here. Once the Taino over here, it's a mitzvah of the Chukah. Shas Tochuk, a Maisa Erechlami, Matona is Osir. But Shas Tochuk, a mitzvah of the Chukah, the Maisa can be made. The second sugyo, again, come along the achron they bring it down over here. There's Gemara Beyah, Daf Yedayin, that someone did not do an Erev Tarshilim. Gemara discusses not only he is his own food is also, the question is Kemach Osir? On the side is Kemach Maisa is not Osir. Can he be Maknes Kemach to somebody else? He'll cook the food, and I'll eat his food. I mean, Gemara says, I'll be Makna, give a present to somebody else. Give him a present, and I'll eat his food. Moshe says, on that side of my sister's mutter. In fact, we showed him how can give him something. So come on, the Ran, it says, Yisoid, again, over here by the Magar Vom, Yisoid, he says, that the whole Isser of Matono, as Dafkur looks like an act of Mechel Memchor, either we can do a Kinyan Sutter, case of Karko, well, let's say the words of Magar Vom, it's a case of Metautlim, without a Kinyan Sutter, I mean the case of Meshicha, I give somebody something, and anyone see a Kinyan? I give you something. See any acquisition happening over here? Any Mechel Memchor happening over here? No one sees it. So give some metaltlim maisa, that's mutter. Metaltlim, giving over, passing over the maisa, that's mutter. You start from the Iran, giving something, give chemical to the person, no problem. Atzad Hashem, being done the Mordechai, is the same question, the sugyo of Erev Tavshilim. And he wants to answer, it's the sugyo of mitzvah. Like we know, the loch is, by a case of Lulav and Esrig, the loch is, I can give to you the first day yontif. I, for you lechem, and I give you matano. Matano should be osir. Gemara says matano ma'aseh is mutter. It must be mokum mitzvah. Matano ma'aseh is even mutter. See, also the reason why it's mutter inside the sugya of mitzvah. So machlekes, why is after Hashim l'maisa, when I did not make it, I give the kemach to you, is there a heter from Matana, the Ran? Or there is no heter, only mitzvah, sugya, mitzvah? Come on, the base, some top of Zayin, is the Ran and the Mordechai arguing, or they both agree? That means, the Ran says, any Matana maisa is mutter. Any Matana that's a case, again, a Matatlan that's not with the case of Soder, is mutter. He wants a time in the Mordechai that disagrees and says it's Osir. Machlekes among the Rishonim. Come on, the base mayor, and Evan Ezra Sim Memhei, brought down by the Pesach Chuvah on the page over there. He says, no, they both agree. Sign the Munachai, sign the Rana, Loch Lamais, the Rishon, all agree, giving a Matana on Shabbos Lamais's motor. Again, long as Metalflin, without a Kenyan Sutter, long as just giving one thing over to another, Maisa's motor. We're just going through the Rishon, and we'll get to the Loch. We'll see what that means. A third Sugyo, Zigmar and Gittin, again, brought down by the Pesachim. And Daf Ayin Zayin, the Gemara over there says, by Shechid Merah, we want to get Erev Shabbos, not get a chance to give the get before Shabbos. Come Shabbos, it's getting worse and worse, they're getting very afraid that he won't make it. Come on, the Gemara says, what you should do is be mak to the person, the Mokkim, and then to be kind of the get that way. Now you be makna, the person, the Mokkim. Hak be makna, give him a tunnel. When Erev Vincent Meissen says, it's also over here, this is the case of Karak over here. So here the Rashi asks a question. I want to answer, no, Shechid Merah is different. Everyone understands, Shechid Merah is different. The fourth case is, we mentioned it before, the case in Sukkah, Dafim Aleph, that Rav Kamil and Lamaisa had a case over here of a lulav, Masha Enkin, Rav Yeshua and Rav Lozer, Rav Kiva on a boat without a lulav. The question was, has to give it to a person. The Mishnah, I think, says over there, given by the case of Matano on Yontif. Matano asks Lahakser, Matano. I said, why is it mutter? So Mordechai says, you know why? Mokamitsu, we have the heter. The Ran L'chol Shtot says, why is mutter? The Sin L'mai says mutter. Fine, so we have these sugyas over here. V'vucham Agnachoynim. We have four sugyas being mapped in one way. We have another sugya another way. For Aseret, and we have the different klolim. Mai, so what comes out? Two main questions. What is, do we have a heter Mokka Mitzvah? That means the Mordechai is very clear. To give Matam Mokka Mitzvah, the Rav Yoel says it's mutter. Or the Lashon, the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ran, and the Exubis of Zayin is Mokam Mitzvah de Chukla Yavahet over here. Again, it sounds like the Rambam does not agree with this. But the main thing to get to us is not for Mokam Mitzvah, is the question, can you give him a tunnel? That's Metalklim, without a Kinyan Sudder. Can I go to a person's house, give him a box of chocolate, can I give him a bottle of wine? Can I give him, my sister, do I have a Heter over here? Can I bring flowers to give to somebody? Is it a Heter? So again, they point out the Rambam says it's Mutter. You want to go first in the house on Shabbos, it's Mutter, it's Iran. So maybe a Pasha Toysin Erevin goes this way. Achara Shani, according to the base, the Mordechai disagrees. For the Rav Yoh, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rishba, they disagree. I mean, the Machlokes who showed him, can he give him a ton of mice on Shabbos? That's what comes out over here. The question is, we went through numerous sugyas over here, is it Mutter or is it Osir? All the Rishonim discussing this question, different Klom, different Gedorim. They point out, Frekta Olam is before Shem Mishnah that says Mutter. There's a Mishnah on Beah and Daf Yudalit, was brought down on Loch Lamaisa, that says, all matanas on Yontif Mashalch Moisai. Kol, everything. It says, what's kol, all matanas? It says, Rav Sheshes come to say, even send tefillin to a person on Yontif, we're not wearing tefillin, but Simchas Yontif, you have a right to give him a tonal. So before Shem Mishnah, you can send anything to another person at Simchas Yontif. Black and white. So what's these questions over here? Yeah, no, Ram, Mordechai, Rashbi, Ritva. Says, you're allowed to give him a tonal. Says the base mayor, this is his raya that no one argues with the Ram. The Ram is correct, a tonal on Shabbos, Maisiv Mutter, even the Mordechai being Maisiv only Mokka Mitzvah, but Radam Avada Metaltlim, without a consider Avada Mutter. It's a Mishnah. The Ram is Muchach V'chein Iker. The Baruch Tam, he wants to say, no, Yesh L'chalek, between Shabbos and Yontif. Now, the way he's being Mechalik is not Shabbos Yontif. Why is Yontif being better than Shabbos? He said, by Yontif, you have Simchas Yontif. Never give any Matana on Yontif. Shabbos, you won't have the Heter. Well, there seem to be two ways, either Beis Meir or the Baruch Tam. Doch Shabbos has his own Mahalach, which I'm a little bit confused by. He wants to tie any Simchas, Nichol, and Tzarech Hayoyim, and he has all these time over here in the Sugyo. Yesh lo, what he used Mechadish to get it from. But we have an ice in the tiny, we have a Mishnah. Beis Meir says the Matana is Mutter. At least in Yontif says the Baruch Tam also is Mutter. Loch L'maiso. Can we give him a Matana? Go to someone's house on Shabbos. bringing them a box of chocolate, wine, a sefer, kedaima. First, again, very clear, come to Magavram, his maskana says a person cannot do that. You can't do that. He says, therefore, the kasha of the oilam, when the chosin comes to make a drosha before his chasno, they give him a tola, he's not clear where that is. Mitzorchin, we're talking about the Tosafot Shabbos, the Eli Rabbo, the Chidor says, the Rishonim, the Rabban, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Ritva, and others, says, even Meshicha, this Paschal, the Mashiach should be also here. Very soul, but our Torah, and therefore, Mishmur passing this way. It's very clear. Raz, Kitzach, Sam Sefer, they come along, might say, or Chashulchan, it's Osir. Now we have numerous, Gdol Acharim say, the Chura, that the Mordechai is arguing with Iran, and then we're going to pass him like the Mordechai, and other Rishonim go up to this. There is no Heter. Atzal Hashani, come along, the base man says, it's the Mishnah. I said, Smut over here. And we were formed already a voice, Kashun Lamaisa, he's Michael, Pisca Chuva, and Yerodeo, in Evan Esser, being down Loch Lamaisa, Taurus Chesed, Shule David, Bin Shloima, Taurus Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman has a Chuva about it. He says, the Mishibrua is a Pelo. He says, it's a Pelo. Hak the Mishibrua, be Machria against the Musachrainim. Pasha says, we have a Forsha Mishnah, and the Mishnah, Vada Shemi Mutter. Then the Shlomo Zalman is going to pass him like the base mayor. He said, Mishibrua, he writes it a Pelo, he writes it twice. Mishmur Mamma Shapello against the base mayor, the Pasha of the Mishnah. So number one, it comes out, someone brings a matana on Shabbos, Yeshame Lismoich. Avada is Iran, him Avada's mutter. The Mordechai, it's a machlok is das in the Mordechai over here. It's a stam Mishnah over here. And you don't have Avada's mutter. Shlomo Zalman says, Maisa, it's a Pella not to go like that. So first, the Moinam is very lax, lack of idea, to say something to them, La davka shava, why can aval it's machlokes? That's aleph. Tzad sheni l'maisa, mishibur or chasholchon, mokavrom, kitzer graz, the mesayr kaisel, and the moin am that know are machmer. Maisa the moin am maisa is machmer. That know about these things. People don't know things, but the people who know maisa are machmer. Once you're machmer, what is the eitzes to get around it? You want to go to someone for Shabbos, you want to give a present. What is the eitzes around it? So first, go through different klalim over here. If it's b'mokim mitzvah, it's l'kuli alma. That's the case of lulav. And again, that's already side the Iran, give something over, side the Mordechai, it's the case of mitzvah over here. And therefore the Mishmur discusses, when a person has chometz in his house, wants to get rid of it, he says, Aloch and Tafim Dal, b'mokim mitzvah is mutter. Mishmur over here says, b'mokim mitzvah is l'kuli alma mutter. That's not a shiloh. But b'mokim mitzvah is mutter, aleph. Second is, l'tzerk Shabbos, says the Mishmur, also it's mutter. He sends you to Loch and Simon Shinchov Gimel. Loch and Simon Shinchov Gimel is a case by Tfilas Kalim. Over there, you have a clear, you are not toil. You want to use it on Shabbos. What to go do? Says the Machaber, be Machna Zimatona to Goy. When the Goy the Maisa owns it, then you can't use the Kli. It's a before Shemachaber. The Maisa Tzorch Shabbos is Mutter. That means you go over to your neighbor and say, I'm in the Baal of one for Shabbos, and he says, here's a Matona Mutter. Lech Mishnah, here's a matana, Tzorach Shabbos, Mutter. There's no problem giving matana on Shabbos, that's the Tzorach Shabbos. That's clear. Too clear a term over here.
It's
the Kuliyama. Kuliyama, Mishnah says, Kuliyama. He's not saying, again, Mishnah saying, Kuliyama. Kuliyama, that means he says, the whole halacha, he's not happy. Kuliyama, right? He's Machmer.
The
Mordechai had to make them Mitzvah, yeah, the Mordechai always said that. And the Tzorach Shabbos also. Boy. So, the mitzvah. Now there is a question in the Gedder Shabbai. Is it Issa Mitzad of Noisin, Mitzad of a Kabbal? Maybe an Afkamina can give a Goya a present, Goya gives you a present. Maybe we'll call it a lot of rain in the Akhoinim. Thank him out with the rain, make it simple. The Shemir Shabbos goes like Mersham. Either way, it's over. Sign of Noisin, Sign of a Kabbal. Therefore, whether Goya is giving it or receiving it, the Maestro cannot give it to a Goya or receive it from a Goya. Now go different Kolom. First, it's your wife's anniversary, it's on Shabbos. My anniversary was yesterday. And you want to come to the Shabbos and you want to give it. And you want to come to Shabbos, you want to give her a present. Are you allowed to give your wife a present? So, Maaseh Simchat Torah brings down to Maaseh Shabbos.
Why don't you give your wife a present even now?
It's good night when Vazeni comes, Mamish good night.
Yeah, just on time.
So, when can you give your wife a present on Shabbos? Maaseh Simchat Torah brings down to Maaseh Shabbos. Maaseh, you cannot. And Maaseh, you can tell you it's coming from your right arm to your left arm. Maaseh, when you give her a present, it's understood. I'm not in the chosher's boy. My son passes him so that it's hers and not yours over here. The chorus nichla in the iser of the city of Matano. We'll have to get involved with this clone. That means maybe Yeshua Milas. But once you follow the Mishabura, the Moin Am, you won't have this heter. If you know the Mishabura. What? It's understood usually when you give her a present, it's hers and not yours. That's what I said. It's understood. I'm not in the chosher's boy. Now, you get involved with the chosher's boy, but I think that's not understood. We'll get the aces. The same thing comes from the bottom. It says to give your kids a gift on Shabbos. Also, he wants a taino. Also, it's usher, unless you have the klom shavoy. Again, we can also start claiming who exactly owns it. Again, I'm not calling the chosher mishpan aspect shavoy. You want taino, giving your wife and the kids on Shabbos a present is a problem. Now, the question is, you give your wife and kids, and then your wife says, come on, you rosh chabura, you can't give me a present on Shabbos. You know that, it's usher. So she doesn't want to makabel it. Were you already even the issue of the fact that you try to give it to her? So the Israel Miguel Sefer says that the Sina Shabbai, even though there was no Kabbalah, you're even the issue. It's Kiddush Otzim, the Yehudi Yala, a few hundred years ago, he said, no, there has to be a giver and a receiver. If the person did not receive yet, there was no issue. Maybe it's, there was no issue, nothing happened, there's no Chalais. Nothing happened over here. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman, Ramon, Nishma Shabbos, others say, if there's no receiver, and my wife said, no, give it to me on Sunday. So, Echrami, the issue is not done yet. Building upon that, what are the eitzes? The Maaseh, you're calling someone for Shabbos, you want to give them something on Shabbos. What? Vimsechetzcha, maybe. Yeah, maybe. It's saving from the Avera. Yishlon, I hear. Mask, 100%. Now, what is the eitzes? What to go do over here? You want to bring something on Shabbos, give them on Shabbos. What is the eitzes around it? So again, if it's the Tzarech Shabbos, they're going to come to you for the meal. You bring a bottle of wine for the meal. They know it's coming. They know you're always bringing a nice bottle of wine. That's my sister's mutter. A lot of times it's a chosher bowl. You tell the guy I'm going to save it for Yontif, save it for Purim that's coming up. I'm going to save it over here. The Hora, it's not the Tzarech meal over here. What is the ways around this question? Let's get about the machleks of Paiskim. Again, Yeshua Milismach. But Maisa, if you know the Sugi, you should be Machmer. About you follow the Mishmur, the Magavam, you should be Machmer.
Could it be the Tzarech Shabbos?
Again, I try to set up in a way that I think about the question of could. I said when the guy assumes they're not.
How long you know what they do?
It's very sure. A lot of times they even open it just to make you feel good. Some people you know don't like wine. I bring my father a bottle of wine. I know it's not being opened on Shabbos. Even he's doing it just to quasi make me feel good, and he's gonna look, and he won't even give it to me because he doesn't want me to drink. No, he's very mocked about the kid drinking over there. I come on, Tavi, I'm 50 years old. Let me drink already. I'm old enough. I can have grandkids. Like, no. I don't trust you. No, I know. Any wine I bring to my father, it's just for me to chat for him and him to chat for me. And he saves it for Purim. How have I?
You need to just drink it drop.
He doesn't, he's not even open. He's not open. So, see, I can't see if he's still there.
Sure,
okay.
Isn't that responsive?
Oh, man. So, what are the H's? So, one, again, come on the Yala before in the Baruch Tam. They want the first time, though, what a person can do is be mocked to somebody else before Shabbos, and it says ready. That means you should do your bottle of wine. I want to bring it to somebody. I go to my neighbor and say, here, be seichel for him. And all is swarming down the vase of all eitzel. Be seichel for the person before Shabbos. The Maaseh, it's his bottle. There's an interesting tshuva by Binyamin Zilber that he has a Maaseh that a shoch, someone wants to go to shochin on Shabbos. Very nice about his name over here. And that's a course of time, appreciation. You can bring him a bottle of wine. So he went over to his wife and told his wife, here, be clean of this bottle. The wife was cutting the bottle for the person, Erev Shabbos, no problem. He goes to meal Friday night, and if he gets to bring the bottle. So the Shali Ispin Yom Zilber and Shuvo wants to know now, what's Shabbos? I have the bottle in my house. Who owns the bottle? Do I have a chiv now to go give my neighbor the bottle? Or this glass dish? or any present people bring here, or the chocolate, or let's say you went from Neibach to Yerushalayim, and you forgot the present of Neibach. I have this present now in my house about wine. When's the next time I'm going to Yerushalayim, or vice versa? When's the next time I'm going to Neibach? I have to remember it's his bowl. I can't touch it. No, it's like, it's also my, like, it's his bowl. It's the Choshe Mishpat. To go cool and tell him, well, I'm going to give you a bowl. Give me Michael. Can I go keep the bowl over here? What are you going to do with this bowl? So first, Binyam Mazzubba says, first of all, this idea that you went and gave it to your wife, he says, Aloch Choshe Mishpat, Simon Shin Samachbov, 2 days. Who says ki makna something mizekhah to your wife? The big tumul in Choshe Mishpat, that your wife is maybe your yad, and give it to her is, can you take a bavon and give it to your other hand, to your left hand, mizekhah a person, or not?
Anybody say,
we'll get there with us. The get to your wife, you want tiny l'chura, they're machloikis, and big we're machmer. And go give it to your wife is a big problem. If you want that number one, as Choshe Mishpat, la dafka, the guy even got it. Get around the question. Second, he says, even if he gave it to somebody, he says the chur is an umnan that's built in, is he only giving it to the person with understood, because I plan to go there and bring it with me. If I got to go bring it, or in the case of there, he did not end up going there, he did not go there, my bottle is still in my sister's my bottle. Ah, it's Dom Shemlev, ain't it dvarim? That's the gate to Mechamemcha, the gate to Matonu, who did not say Dom Shemlev, ain't it dvarim? Now again, to be clear, his case over there was a guy who did not end up going to the place of Shabbos. He did not say the case over there when he ended up going, and he got to bring the bottle. The pasha is the same umdana happens, the same thing happens, is that I only was giving it to you understood when I'm going to bring it, if I remember to go bring it, it says it over here. So cool, for that reason, it's your bottle. Also said the Orcha Shabbos, lav davkin gei to your wife, you want time to get on Chosh Shabbos, but not maklor. Said the same thing, your kids, who are Samech al Shulchanai, also you have this Baya over here. Same problem. He says, what you should do, negate to your wife, and you, or your kids, what to go do? He says, give it to your wife, tell her it's hers, amnash ein lecho yishus ashtamish b'hem. Now it's hers. Now she can give it to you, and be mezak of him. That means to give to her, not that simple. What you should do is give it to her, and she'll own it. Then you tell her you hope she gives it back to you. For the guy that's going to the Shabbos. That's the way how to do it as Choshe Mishpat. But again, the Eitzah Shabbos is what to do as the Sugi Matono, is you give it to somebody to be Mizak of the person, Zerch Adam Shalom Bifono. The second Eitzah coming with Swarm, again the Yehudi Yala, he is bringing down both Eitzahs over here, is that a person can bring it on Shabbos, tell him, don't be kind on Shabbos, so we call them leaving over here. After Shabbos, do whatever you want. You know, you want to keep it, keep it. You want to keep it, don't keep it.
How can you bring on Shabbos then? The Shabbos on Shabbos.
No,
it's not
Stavit. I'll still give a chana, we can get around him. It's still, he gains out of it. It's a time to go do it over here. This man, Shabbos, it's a show of the appreciation right now. And then again, save after saving down the second Eitzah, is to go give it. And L'chura, to say over the Lashon, and therefore it's to be Zeichet after Shabbos, like you say, L'chura Bayam Mitzchav Tzichah. But say, you know, it's a B'kodim Lim here. Whatever you want, before or afterwards, do whatever you want, it's yours, Not.
How do they drink
it? They drink it on Shabbos. Oh, so is not a problem, because first of all, if they drink it, it's the Tzarek Shabbos. Also, even when don't say it's not the Tzarek Shabbos, they're drinking my bottle. So I don't mind, you know, do whatever you want. Open now, drink it now also, I don't mind. Yeah.
Drink it is the best thing?
Yeah, it says Tzarek Shabbos, so it's not Shabbos. Even not the way, also, it doesn't make whether he gets it or not, I'm asking him to drink it now also. Those are different cases. First, the case to get to Chosin makes a drosha. Mishmur brings down to Magarom, the Maishi of a Baya of giving him a ton on Shabbos. They point out different avenues why to Mekel. Either the base mayor says, not true. They can likely run Maton on Shabbos, Maishi is Mutter. A second reason, the Alirabo on the Smogarom, the Kivega on the Smogarom, the Archushulchel, they want Taino. Chosin, the Magavon Mishmur brings down that what the meaning is that when a Chosin gave a drosha, they would give him a matana. The question, I give him a matana on Shabbos. Magavon Mishmur says you can't do that. It's also. So one, he can say, a matana on Shabbos is Mutter, the base mayor, the rat. The second is that just like Lokum Mitzvah, every reason of Maisa is Mutter, says the Kivegar, says El Rabo, what do you mean? Mesimeh Chosin. Mesimeh Chosin of Vad is a Mitzvah. Just like Simchas Yontif before Shemisha is Mutter. Even over here, the Mordechai should agree. The Rana Vadis Mutter Nesina. But even according to Mordechai, Mokka Mitzvah, why should Simcha Sion be dimming as Mesimeh Chosin? And Eisner Taino. So the Shani wants Taino maybe to say there's no Machlokes over here. discussing when the chosin gave the drosha. If he gave it before the chasno, he's not a chosin yet. That's what the Mogav Mishmuel is coming to Aser. Mashenkin giving the day the chasno, it's mei chosin, that day itself, it is a mitzvah. So you want to say that maybe there's no machlik in the tzarchi, and it sounds like they're arguing each other, or maybe they misunderstood each other. But the chod is eyes in the time of what you make over here. Again, you have the base mayor, the Ran. Shlomo Zalman says a pella not to go like that. A similar case about Mr. Boy, can you give him a safer? Says Shmir Shabbos Chosay to the Archer Shabbos. Ma'isa Mishabrua also give him a tono. So again, they point out number one, Mitzvah the Sugi the Beis Meir Yishu Milismoich. They do point out Abada give him a tono. Numerous people they know already because the only time they see the Mitzvah Boy is by the Kiddush on Shabbos. They say either they said I was ready kind of you the safer before Shabbos. Just make sure you don't do it to your wife or to your kids. Or they tell the Bar Mitzvah Bachar, so Bekodim by you, after Shabbos, you want to keep my present, you want to turn it, you want to do whatever you want with it, it's Bekodim. That's a better thing to go do over here. Well, maybe the teacher Bar Mitzvah boy, a concept over here. What? If he learns that on Shabbos, yeah. It's only a Hechshin, he's not using it on Shabbos, Pashtus. Well, this woman is not using. What?
Getting
aside might be a mitzvah. Not only learning from a mitzvah, getting it lavdak a mitzvah.
He's saying the rush.
The rush. You get the. He usually gets four ketzaises, right? And three shmeitzes over here. How many of them are there? No, it's the same one that everyone buys at 25 shekels, 20 shekels in the store. He knows already. The same. Now, I do have an interesting question. Why is it not nichol get a mitzvah when you go to your friend for Shabbos for a meal? People always bring as a present, mitzvah sugya. Of a car story. Or Chashabas only make only one taina that the Mesmech, your friend, is not going to get a tzarek. But Pashas is, the Simas of place is bringing your friend out anything for the Shabbos meal. If it's not tzarek, the meal itself is a problem. What if it happened to the concept that you're going to your neighbor, to your friend, after car story, your wife doesn't have to cook, you don't have to set the table, no, they have made a whole time meal for you. And some odd reason, no one brings down that the concept of car story is not going to get a mitzvah. It's not clear why that's so. Where the gedur is, how to apply it. Maybe because do that kosher a different way. Maybe don't give a present over here. It's Cain. I once asked Rav Strombach that can you, when you have 7 or 8 girls who come for you on Shabbos, after the meal, they come and they wash the dishes for you. Let's say the dishes Shabbos morning, that Shal Shudas, they're not going to be there, the mount dishes are not needed. Is there an Issa Vachonah? There's certain people on Taino, why they're washing the dishes for you. It's not because they're coming to clean up for another week. Come do a kosher time, I'm doing it for now. Appreciation for now. So, Rav Rubin, you want a taina, and Rav Strombach said, that's for now, Rav Strombach wanted a taina. Rav Rubin told me, anyone who says that does not know the aleph beis of Achono. Doesn't know the aleph beis of Achono. Achono vada is, why are they doing it now? What's that curse to you? So you don't have to do it during the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So I told him, Rav Strombach, you know. So I went back to Rav Strombach. Rav Strombach told me, I told him, after curse to you, he told me, find another way, cursor, this way, cursor, that way, cursor, this way, cursor. I said, you don't want to tell me? Went back to our room, I said, I'm sorry. He said, yeah, I went to his house, knocked on his door, I was struck, I told him, you know, why? Why is it different to give a cursor for? Why do it another way? So my room argued, and then, you know, so I went back to him. So my sister, I went to our room, also other parties came about, it seemed to be an argument how to look at a cursor type. Isn't it going to get a cursor right now? So it could be awesome to get bring you a bottle of wine. What? Do a cursor another way. Thank the person, appreciate the person, do something during the week for the person. Latafka is nichol to get it of a car stove is mokum mitzvah gam, because you can maybe do the mitzvah another way. Ula yeshlodin, that means this bar one he uses on Shabbos, that's nichol to get of a tzarech Shabbos. With a car stove Shabbos, maybe it's not nichol, it shouldn't be done another way, maybe not nichol to get of tzarech Shabbos. Yeshlodin, not sure. Negate kids who are, you want to give them a matana for learning on Shabbos, so come on the paiskim. First of all, if you give them a matan on Shabbos, they use on Shabbos, too much time by Ovis Abonim, they use it on Shabbos, about its motor. But if they don't use it, so first of all, mok mitzvah, about its motor. I mean, it's according to the Ran, it's motor even up mok mitzvah. But the fact that you come to Mizarism, so the Ochr Shabbos, that's nichli get a mok mitzvah. I mean, Ochr Shabbos is being mechanically get a mok mitzvah. Till now, we knew mitzvah is what? Either the case of a lulav, or the case of limat Torah, something gained out of the chetzah shaloi. Kamal the Archer Shabbos says, even to Mazari as a kid is also nichol to get a mock mitzvah, and therefore give him a ton to a kid to learn on Shabbos is also motor. Just in Messiah, today's Rosh Chodesh, this Gemara Beya Adaf Shazayin. The Gemara over there says, Kol Mezainosim Shal Odom, it's Ketuvim Loi from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, except for the idea of Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. So the Megala, says the Megala Amukos, Teres Zekeinim, Verheitiv, Tishrei is a symbol that a person gets back his money miyad. Tishrei, Tov Shin Rei Shud, Tov is Torah, Shin is the kids to Talmud Torah, Shin is for Shabbos, Reish is Rosh Chodesh, and Yod is for Yontif. That means your Mezainosav is set up on Rosh Hashanah, but four things the Maisa are free. My father spending the kids to Talmud Torah, and even now, same thing, no difference, I'm always a kid. My father says that. And the loch over here in the get to Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Yontif. Brought down by the Mishbura, Sai and Reish Mabez by Shabbos, Sai by Rosh Chodesh in the loch in Tov Yutes, and Sai by Yontif Tov Chav Tes, three different times. Rashi says, when do you get the money back on these four cases? Rashi says, L'sho lo achasho. Either miyad or right after miyad. That means getting it back either at the moment or a moment later. So just to share a story that on Wednesday, when I spoke to Chabura about Michibad Tal Yasov and Chabura, I wanted to mechazik myself, mezarez myself, to go buy a hat. Because in a couple months I've not bought a hat like Kavod Shabbos. So I said on Wednesday, and of course I forgot to buy it Wednesday. So Thursday, guys, the Chabur came over. Like, oh, I'm going to be in trouble over here. So on Thursday, I went to the store. On Friday, I went back to the store. On my side, I bought it on Friday. And I sent out an email to the Olam over here that thank you very much for the chizik to mechazik me to go buy something to cover Shabbos. Lach Hashem, miyad, I get an email back. Can I cover your hat? That's Lach Hashem. Also on Friday, the same this past Friday, I was in the store with Echim Lechaburo. And I want to buy a bottle of wine for the Kavod Rosh Chodesh, Motzei Shabbos. Go somewhere with my kids, bought some yayin, the Kavod Rosh Chodesh, Suda. This guy in the I don't know wine, it's the coolest. So this guy in the store, Echem Nechaburo, I know which bottle is good, he tells me which bottle over here. So fine, and then I would go to buy it, and he says, takes out his credit card, swipes it for his bottle, my bottle. So I got Mamash Shah and La'acha Shah on Friday for Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Well, sometimes you don't see it with miyad. No, we all hope to see it miyad. But this is Mamish Shol La'achashol on Friday for Shabbos and for Rosh Chodesh. And the point of the story is, I'm not special here, just a mechazik the tzibur. No, it's, you know, not compensating to pay for my emails also. I got one person to pay for it. But the side shiva is, sometimes when you see it, it's good to say it over, it's good for me to say it over, but for them to hear it over here. Taku, always see the Yad Hashem, always see the sweetness of the Chodesh Baruch Hu.
Anyway, I got another one now.
Oh, yeah.